with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the director of the Secret Service is stepping down from her job. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the face of bipartisan pressure, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle submitted her resignation 10 days after the assassination attempt against former President Trump. In an email to staff, Cheadle said she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Her resignation came on the heels of Monday's congressional committee hearing, where she was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. President Biden said he plans to appoint a new director soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, as newly minted Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris hits the campaign trail in Wisconsin today, House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden should leave office after ending his campaign.
One thing is clear. If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country. We're stating the obvious. We're stating what everybody is seeing with their own eyes. And it's a hard truth, but it's one that the country has to face.
While California Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu says President Biden's departure from the race does not mean he's suddenly unfit for office.
You know how you have pro athletes, like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is resigning from office August 20th following his conviction for taking bribes for corrupt acts, including acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. That according to a letter he sent to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the NASDAQ dropped 10, the S&P 500 lower by 8. This is SRN News. The Army has been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other provisions as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The last time Congress passed a law to protect children on the Internet was in 1998, before Facebook, before the iPhone, and long before today's oldest teenagers were born. Now a bill aiming to protect kids from the harms of social media, pornography, sex trafficking, and other online platforms appears to have enough bipartisan support to pass, though whether it actually will remains uncertain. This is SRN News. Opposing Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have sought common ground in China-sponsored talks in Beijing. More on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Chinese state media says Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. Multiple previous rounds of talks meant to unite the sides have failed, casting doubt over whether the China-sponsored negotiations might actually lead to a resolution. The declaration comes as Israel and Hamas are weighing an internationally backed ceasefire proposal that would wind down the nine-month war and free dozens of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. But even after a deal is signed, the vision for a post-war Gaza remains in doubt, specifically over who should rule the war-ravaged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.